Good morning, good morning. Well, we have a theme today. We're going to pick up the principle of correspondence. And it has to do with the quote or the saying of as above, so below, and as below, so above. Okay. So let's follow breath. Bringing to understanding that this is a journey of remembrance. A remembrance of what I already am. Nothing to be attained. Nothing to change or fix. Nothing to find. All already is. And what I am now. I rest in the real. I rest in the heart of my being. I rest in what is. No matter what the appearance might be, it unfolds within the vastness of awareness. All is in vibration. All is in unfolding manifestation. All is perfect. Let us listen from the heart in remembrance. So let's follow a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Life is always playing out. As the divine energy moves as you. Be still. So, I'd like to take us to another principle today. This week principle, the principle of correspondence. And how this principle is as above, so below, and as below, so above. So we're going to stretch our minds to expand and embrace a new idea. Okay. And look at some new perspectives from a new perspective. I'm sorry, I'm stepping on something here. Okay. So I'm sure we have all heard the term as above, so below. Okay. But not too often do I hear its counterpoint, which is as below, so above. So we'll take a peek there today. Okay. So keep in mind as we go along. Our principles from before, the principles of vibrations, the principles of frequencies and of polarities, because this is part, all of these principles, they're not one and separate and apart from the other. They're all a blending. Okay, so we want to keep that in mind as we go along today. Those other principles, okay? All is in motion. Because nothing is stagnant. And all is at some frequency of vibration. No matter how low the vibration, no matter how low the frequency, it's always in motion. Okay, but I want you to keep also in mind today that imaginary polarity, that pole, that in a vertical position, there is the pole above and below, but there is the one pole for this polarity. All right. Now the phrase, from what I'm understanding, as above, so below, as below, so above, has its origin and meaning in the esoteric teachings of Hermetic tradition. Okay, But interestingly enough, it also shows in the tarot as the magician. The magician stands. He has a wand, like a polarity. See in his hand here, as above, so below. And he also stands pointing upward and downward, making the same statement, so to say. So I thought that was interesting. The tarot has many esoteric teachings in it. It wasn't always used as what they use it for now. So the principle of correspondence is the concept of correspondence between the macrocosm, okay, and the microcosm, that there is a movement, okay, that which is above and that which is below is in correspondence. Everything is in vibration, and all everything is connected. Okay. So all is connected to the reality that there is but one source, and at all levels of vibration and frequencies, just one source. Whether you're a rock at the bottom of the ocean or you're a star out someplace in the cosmos, there is a communion, there is a connection, and there is one source. And it'll be a different vibration, but the source remains the same. Now, for myself, when I heard that phrase in my beginning steps, I would think that the above is all light, God, unconditional love, and all that good stuff. That's what the above was. I was thinking and referring to it as being heaven, and that the below is the earth plane, where sometimes there is good stuff and sometimes not so good stuff. But I come to find out that's really not what it means. Okay. But that is what I was thinking, and that somehow I had to reach that above. I had to do something. I had to be good. I had to, whatever it was, I was supposed to reach that something somehow. Didn't know how, but that's what my thinking was way back when. And even then, I don't think I ever heard the counterpoint as below, so above part of that either. Okay. But the phrase is emphasizing the relationship between the larger universe, the macrocosm, and the smaller, the individual, individual microcosms. Okay, that there's always this connectedness going on, whether we're aware of it or not, it is always there. It's like when we had the talk on the frequencies and the vibrations. We might not be aware that even our thoughts have levels of frequency, and the low and what we put out as that frequency is what comes back. So if you have embraced that, then you can see that there is a connectedness, that everything is relaying to each other and communing with each other. Those thoughts, words, deeds, and actions cause vibrations, cause ripples in the cosmos, and they go outward and they bring back, like a magnet, what we have requested. Okay. Okay. So the philosophical side of this is stating that there is communication and correspondence and interactions between the different planes of existence. And more so that there is the interconnectedness of all things. So that's that statement alone is quite deep when you start actually contemplating it and what it's actually saying. So these planes of existence, they do exist. This is not just something that has been made up. It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen it. I've only, like when, like in the thermal, say you're deep in the ocean where it's cold, 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 cold. Well, not freezing, but cold. And as you rise up through the different levels of that ocean water depth, there is a changing in the temperatures, in the vibration of the molecules and the atoms in the water based on the sun. But there is a transition as you rise up in that water. Okay. So there isn't say, well, here's the coldest level and here's the mid-warm level and here's the hot. There's a blending. You can't really define when you've left one and gone to the other until something registers in your awareness. Oh, yeah, that's a little warmer. And then you continue the ascension. So that's kind of like how the planes of existence are. So today we're just going to play with three of them. The planes also have planes within the planes within the planes, very minute changes. Okay. So we're going to play with the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. Okay. Those are usually the three that get discussed. Now, one thing we have to remember that nothing is separate here, that we're only, but I'm using these labels for us to be able to have an ease of discussion and talking of things. But there's no separation between these levels. Okay. The planes of existence, of course, are all of the same stuff. They're all of the same source. It is just a matter of vibration. It's a matter of vibration. So there's a, again, you have that transcending, transcending, leaving one, transcending into the next. But again, we're remembering that there's no separations in any of the planes of existence, any of the dimensions, any of the multiverses. There's no separations as you transcend. There's no barriers. There's no lines of demarcation. There's nothing there. There's no borders. Okay? They're all planes of consciousness. Okay. So just follow a breath for a moment. And I want you to let the expansion be recognized. We're going to shed this idea of body mind. Okay. So take that breath and recognize. As a deep breath flowing, the breath comes in and then flows out as a release. It's a letting go. It's a relaxation into what is, just letting go and expanding. Okay. I want you to allow the imagination to be with you today to help see expanding ideas and clear seeing. So we're kind of shedding the shell. We're just letting it go. Now, we all made a choice to be here on this plane, consciously aware of this plane. We made that choice. But we made that choice for a purpose, that we come to this plane of existence to experience who we are through awakening to the higher realms of our true nature and our true reality. So follow that breath and allowing mind and heart to be open. So we have this polarity of life in above and below. Now, the lowest vibration is that of matter, is that of the physical realm, the physical plane of existence, and the highest vibration being that plane of spirit. But again, remembering that there are no borders to these planes, and the movement goes up as well as down. So we come down to this plane in order to experience awakening into the remembrance of knowing who I am. So we came down. But there is the intention that I make the movement back. That's a soul understanding. I make the movement back. The as below in this vibration, so the above. And remembering, this is a journey of remembrance, that highest is already my reality. I descended from that to the plane. We'll call it, it's a heavy plane. We call it the plane of ignorance as well, the dream plane. But that which I am, that highest is all ready my reality, right? We all know that. What I am, I already am. That was never left behind when we came here. It was then, and it is now, my only true self, the one true self. So as above, so below, it remains in harmony. It remains in unity. It remains that oneness. So we come and then we also ascend. We are meant to ascend or transcend, back to the remembrance of our true self. Okay? Now, in order to do this, we turn from the physical, we turn away from that. That's exactly, and the mental, that's exactly what everyone that is walking a path is doing right now. They are practicing and being in devotion to do exactly that, to turn from the physical as their reality and to turn from the mental as their reality. And in that turning from the below, okay, we remember. In the remembrance is the transcending. There's nothing to do to make this. All it is just turning away from what is not real to what is real. And it's just an ascension, a transcending, a remembrance of who I am. That's the whole purpose of our journey. Remembrance that I already am, that I am. But we have to remember that this connection always was and always will be. As it is for this individuality, it is for every one of the 8 billion on the planet or on any planet. Okay. That communion, that connection has never been separated. It has never been put asunder. It has always remained as it is right now. You are in communion with the self that is yourself. When you pray, when you meditate, when you take a moment of silence, when you turn within to the heart, when you take a deep breath, you are in communion from the below to the above. You are in communion with your one self. Okay. So this reality is right now present. Right now, in this moment, you are the above, descended to the lower realms in the state of now remembrance and transcending. It can sometimes feel like we have to do something to make this as above, so below happen. Or we need to do something, or we need to make something happen or change or find or fix in order to be aware of this. No, no, we do not. It's just a matter of turning and accepting I am the above and I am the below. There is no separation. Even though my spark is with this body is within my being. Okay. So in making this upward ascension is the simple act of turning within and recognizing I already am. Okay. I already am. Okay. So we don't have to try and work hard to get from one plane of ignorance. Well, maybe at the lower levels we have to work hard, but in the understanding that, again, it's a matter, it's not another book, it's not another this, it's not another that. Again, it's the devotion of turning within and recognizing I already am. Now, this works in two ways, because as below, it is so above. That which is taking place down here, so to speak, because it's not a down here and an up there, so to speak, is the same when we turn within. That light, that harmony, that vibration rises. So it rises to the higher frequencies. It's part of that frequency already. But that vibration ascends up that polarity pole, so to speak, and I'm trying to find the words. It rises up that pole. It nourishes the wholeness of life every time there is that breath and the turning away. So what goes on here goes on there. And if my vibration is not of that level, then I call to me what at what level my vibration is. But the same thing that's there is here. The only time it think we think that it's not here or I can't find it is because we have turned from it. And all turning away from it is ignorance. It's not nothing to do with a small self or a big self. We've turned away from it. So in turning away from it, we kind of turn off the light, and we call that darkness ignorance. And then that which comes to us is out of that vibration of ignorance. But that highest vibration is already here. It's our reality, and we are that right now. So when we practice this little practice we did of breathing and recognizing that which is above is below, and that same beauty, that same light, that same energy is right here. And as the breath is released, I recognize that I am in communion with what is, and what is that highest vibration. There's no separation here, none whatsoever. The self is the self is the self, you know. The sun is the sun is the sun. There's no separating that sun from the sunbeams. It's the same thing. The polarity of as above, so below. There's no separating that above from the below. When there is a sense of separation again, it's only because we have turned back away from it, and we enter that state of ignorance, and it seems like the lights went out. But it didn't. Okay. The moment you return to your center, the moment you turn back to the heart, you feel that light, that love, that grace. So it doesn't go anywhere. Okay. We're just opting to stay at the lower end of the pole sometimes. Okay. So I don't need to try to get from one plane to the next. That's not my concern. My concern is, where am I in my heart? Where am I at? Am I still working at separation? Am I still thinking my neighbor is not myself? Or the guy on the other side of the planet that's not myself? Or have we moved on? Have we taken another step and left that old belief habit behind? Okay. It's seeing clearly. It's not about working hard to make something happen. We see in an instant. Okay. So the above is spirit and the below is spirit at a lower vibration. The vibration is lower. Why? Because we have a tactileness here. We can touch something. And that something has to be vibrating at a low rate in order to be visible. Okay. It's like the dog whistle. We can't hear it. But the lower realm, that animal realm called dogs, they can hear that. It's the same with this, with what we are. No one can actually hear it or see it. That vibration, while turned away from it. You have to turn towards it in order to see it, hear it, touch it, taste it, and smell it. And then step beyond even that. Sorry. So the material world is not material, it is spirit. And the mental world is not a mental world. It is spirit. Without this presence of spirit, there would be no mental activity. Without the presence of spirit, there would be no cop to pick up. We would not have the mental capacity to make such an object out of the materials that are presented in this dream world. Okay, so what is above is below, what is below is above. And of course, the spiritual plane is the spiritual plane. Okay. So we ascend back to the above again. By letting go that which does not serve us any longer. It's like cleaning the closet, okay? That shirt, the hole in the elbow that really doesn't serve me anymore. I'm gonna lay that aside, okay? Or the old shoes, the heels are too high. They do not serve me any longer. Set those aside. Let them go. Bless them and let them go. It is the same. It's like a helium balloon. It doesn't do anything to rise, but it has to let go the heavy baggage that people have put on it. So they release those sandbags, right? They release the baggage and it begins to rise. It isn't doing anything to make that rising. It's just being what it already is. Okay, but it's been weighted down with the bags. So we let go of those bags. The rising takes care of itself. You've never left home. You've never been away from the self. You've never been separate from the what is. Because that is your own being. You cannot separate a sunbeam from the sun. Okay. So we, again, we let go the bags, the baggage that is not serving us. We leave it in this plane of materiality. We leave in the plane of the mentality. We release the baggage of those. And the rising is all, you see, you are already present. So let's take another breath. So follow a breath. And I want you to bring out your imagination. Imagination is one of the best tools that we have been given. Okay. Now, remember our breathing practices from a week or so ago, the breath in and being aware of the pause, the gap, and the in breath, and the gap and the pause at the end of the out breath. I want you to do that breathing now. Just a gentle rhythm in, pause, drifting back down, pause, drifting up. I want you to imagine that there is a breath coming down from above. It's coming down, down, filling up the body. Pause. Coming down from the sword and begin the outward flow from below. There's a breath now coming from below, flowing up, up. This flow, everything is of the source that is above. There is the light and the joy and the peace, unconditional love in this flowing. It is flowing down from above, touching, and then flowing outward and upward. And imagining the feeling or the sensation. And just make a note of what that feels like, this breath coming down from above, and a breath coming up from below. Just imagine what that feels like. It all comes from the same source. Whether we label it as being above or below, it all comes from the same source. Okay. So just imagine what that breath feels like coming from above and coming from below. But imagine what you appear like as you recognize this flow coming from above. Follow, if you can follow that flow back to its source. Just follow that flow back to the source. So in our practice of this, we can see it is all vibration as different frequencies. That ascending feels lighter and lighter, and the descending might feel a bit heavier, but it is all the same source of unconditional love. We are always at oneness with what we may call the higher self. But there is no difference between what we call the higher self or the above or the self here using this body, seeing clearly, meditating or dancing in expression. There's no difference, no separation. Why do you think the body is inspired to dance or to sing? To write poetry or paint a picture? Where do you think that comes from? So recognize there's not a higher self and a lower self. Okay? The source that is, it's not pulled in different directions and it's not pulled into parts. It remains the one and all levels of vibration at all levels of as above, so below. All of those levels, it is the same source. Okay. But this practice of touching the above and then touching the below, this practice gives an understanding that all truly is of the one same source. Because what I am touching there, I am touching here. It is the same source. So, quite literally, there isn't anything else that we can be. If there is but one source, that pretty much says it all. So, right now, as you commune with the oneness that you are, and you are doing that, whether you know it or not, you bridge the so-called distance we might feel as being here. But there's a distance between this oneness that I am. There's a oneness here and a oneness there. No. In this communion, did anyone feel that there was a separation coming from above, reaching below, or coming from a below and reaching above? Was there any sense of separation? Right. So we bridge that distance only because we might yet feel that there is some kind of distance. So we make this practice of communing. So as we commune with the self, let us remember it is communing with itself as it is in expression. As you open to this communion, communication, this correspondence, as you open to that, remember that it is self communing with itself as it is in expression. As it is in expression. As above, so below. Whatever is above is below. Whatever is below is above. So we are always in communion with the self, but we are not always aware that that is taking place. Some say, well, I never hear myself talk, saying anything to me or saying anything back. I don't know how to reach that self. I don't know how to do this. So we may still be thinking that we're not communing because we are so accustomed to hearing, seeing, touching, tasting. We're used to the tactile. So in this communion, it could be just a feeling, a sensation, a sudden knowingness of something that wasn't known before. In this communion, it could be I don't know, perhaps hearing the chimes ring at an opportune moment, as if something was saying hello. It can happen in many ways, but it's a full flowing highway back and forth. Okay. So again, in this practice, you are communing with yourself at the different levels of vibrations. And rising up through them to recognize the self as the oneness of all. That's what we're doing. That's why we came. That's why we volunteered. So as above, so below. There's no separation, there's no difference. All of those levels, even the multitude of the levels within the multitude of the levels, they are all of the same source. And as we turn within, okay, it's our vibration that rises. And we are returning in remembrance to the source of our being. We do this at night when we sleep. We all have that deep sleep where there's nothing going on as far as this level of consciousness is aware of. We actually do work in that particular dream state. And even in the dream state of the dreams we can remember, we are doing work. So it's a never-ending communion, this as above, so below. We just don't always recognize it. We get consumed with the outer picture. And forget who we are for the moment. But that communion is always there. You cannot leave yourself. Try it. You can't leave what you are. The sunbeam cannot leave the sun. It's an emanation. Okay. All right. So I think that's a fullness for today. I think we've touched on different things that you might want to pursue. Just let me know. But as of for today, do you have any questions or comments?
Mary.
Yes, love.
Something profound happened to me during this hour, and I want to put it into words. First of all, I was resisting really hard.
I could see that.
And I saw it and I went, okay, just relax and just dive. But before, this is really important. Well, let me go back to the breathing. Can we go? And what came to me as you spoke was in Qigong, the microcosmic orbit. And then you said to breathe in, and I could feel the energy coming in, and then we had the gap. And I had been practicing in the gap
Okay, great.
a lot, but what I do is when I come to the gap, it's I open my eyes for a brief second and I experience the space that I am. And then I exhale into that. There's this, I see, I use my, I'm breathing, I'm this orbit breathing, but I'm part of the space. I am the space that the orbit is breathing. I have to like I didn't realize until you started talking today about this polarity thing. What's happening here today? I didn't understand, but I kept opening my eyes to see, to know I was the space. That's basically
Okay.
what I was going to say.
Beautiful.
So the other thing was, before I came here this morning, I did my writing. And I have, somebody had said to me that the only way, okay, I don't want to go through all this stuff.
Okay.
As I was writing, I was writing about writing, why I write and why I paint. And I was writing about if I had to give up everything in this world, I would not give that up. Somebody could tell me I had to let go of these practices, but it, and I kept thinking, why is this so important? And I realized that these two beautiful, amazing things are the way I commune with myself.
There you go.
I am, it's not like regular writing, it's not like regular painting, it's this communion. It's like I get out of myself, I am not here, and something is moving. The whole microcosm, it's like a microcosmic orbit in painting or in writing. So I have been pondering this. I was like, I couldn't get the right words. I was saying, it's a contemplation, it's this. No, it's I'm communing with my being, with I am. Thank you.
Thank you.
I knew when I was resisting you in the beginning that it was going to be important because that whenever I really resist you, I know this. But I used to just resist. Now I know you're resisting, pay attention, dive deeper, Kate, get out of that mind.
Great. Thank you.
Can I do
Thank
one
you,
more
Kim.
thing? Can I
Yeah,
say one more
sure.
thing? It also reminded me of scuba diving, of descending
Yes.
through all the different currents, and you hit that bottom, and
Yeah.
you just can let go, and you're held, and you don't have to. It's the two
Yes, I know.
polarities.
I
Yeah,
know.
I know you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Thanks.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Ma amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yes, Miss Alice.
Oh, I wanted to share something. The helium balloon and the bags, like the you were dropping the bags
Yes.
off the helium balloons or off the helium balloon. And that's how we rise higher. And I was thinking of consciousness. And, or I wasn't thinking of it, it's what came. And a couple things I just wanted to share. On Wednesday, I remembered, you used the word remember today. I remembered on Wednesday about this little device that I have. It's called Heart Math. Some of you might be familiar with it. Heart Math. It's this little device, you put it on your ear and this little thing turns on and you have this little app on your phone and it shows your coherence. And what they've done studies with this with lots of people. Like they've taken people out into and this is the breath. I don't know if you can see that.
Yes,
The
yes.
So I started to do it, and the highest I've ever gotten with it this week, I've been working with it since Wednesday. And so this is my coherence at the top right now, 0.9.
Okay.
So as you started, I don't know, something got me out of my chair. I went and got the little device. My phone was in the kitchen. I came back, and just as you started breathing, I put this on. So we did that for 15 minutes. I don't know if you. It's really strange. I have this set for 15 minutes and you did it for 15 minutes. And so today I had the highest coherence I've ever had on this device. The highest I got was 7.8. The highest I've ever gotten is like in the threes of coherence. It's like the studies they've done on this with people, they've even taken people out into the, into this area, this open area and placed a light, some kind of lighting device, and all of the people get into coherence and they actually turn that light on. Talk about vibration.
Whoa.
I know you've got to look this up. There's lots of videos on it. It's just amazing. So I can't seem to do it right now as I talk, get into coherence. But as I get into coherence, if I get above two, all these, see all those little dots? And I think of them like all of every soul, like there's 8 billion
Billion.
of them. And I can't leave one person outside that circle of Christ or Buddha or Shankar, whatever you want to
Okay.
call it, I
Right.
am the one, whatever you want to call it, I can't leave anybody outside that circle. If I leave one person outside that circle, I'm not in coherence. And that's
That's
what came to me
interesting.
on Wednesday morning. I remembered this on Wednesday morning when I was in another group I was with. And I've had this little device that I've had it for like 2 or 3 years of I discovered it and I watched all the videos and this is my nature. I get really into something and then it just kind of drops away. You know, it's just kind of my nature. But I remembered it this week. And you know, for me today, as you did that, because the visualization of the balloon really helped because I was thinking of as those bags dropping all the labels, dropping all the concepts, dropping all everything that we've learned in this life on this plane as we live it about anything, money, success, business, eating, sleeping, anything, just dropping all the concepts, the fact that you need so many meals a day, or you need to drink so many glasses of water a day, or you know, everything, or you know, oh, you know, I haven't taken my vitamins today, or just every little thing that we're taught or that we pick up ourselves. So I thought of all of that because a few years ago, I don't know how long it's been now, it came to me to take the labels off. This idea of take the labels off. I thought, what the heck does that mean? You know, take the labels off. But that's all take that's dropping all those sandbags today. And so yeah, I had 75% of that 15 minutes in the high coherence. My average was 3.6, which never had, I mean, in all the time I've used this, I've never had one an average of 3.6 and a high of 7.8. And to be in that high 75% of the time, I was in medium 17% of the time, which isn't bad if you put those two together. I was only in the lowest part 8% of the time, which is really amazing today. So I just wanted to share that
Beautiful.
with you. If you want to look up, you can find heart math. It's all one word, heart math. And what the coherence is between the heart and the brain, which really goes with what you were talking about today, the above and the below, or the whole idea of that.
Nice. Nice. That's amazing. It just brings it back that a synchronicity, how the universe, how life moves in its synchronicity, and nothing is, a coincidence.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. Right before you started the breathing, something just got me up. I thought, I'm gonna go get that heart math thing. And the heart math thing was sitting here, but my phone was across the room. I thought, well, I'll just take a minute, you know, I'll just take a 1 second. I could get it real fast. And by the time I got back here, you were starting and I had it all hooked up. I was like, this is exciting.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it
Great.
really is. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, love. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we're probably all going to run out to Google up heart math now. It's fascinating.
Just if you watch the videos, it's kind of amazing to watch all those people outside in this big area and they hooked up this. I mean, they turned on the light altogether. All the people got into coherence and the light turned on. That's
All
something.
is one. All
Yeah.
is, everything is connected. Everything. All right. Anybody else? Got questions or comments?
I can say one more thing if I could.
Okay.
When you
Yes.
were talking, about churning and returning, and turning away, at one point you were talking about turning away and turning back. It made me think of two biblical things that talk about that. The prodigal son left his father's house, took his portion, went out, squandered it, blah, blah,
Yes.
blah. And he turned back to the father's house, and the father ran out and met him because he'd never left. So it made me think of that.
He never left.
He never left.
Okay. Well, if everybody is full and ready to take a break, we'll call this one complete. So let us pray. Most beloved self, nowhere can I be where you are not, and nowhere can you be where I am not. All is love, all is freedom, all is light, all is perfect, everywhere, within and without. Consciousness being conscious of being. I thank you, beloved. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you that it is so. Amen. Om Namaste.